Jefferson County Commissioners' Court meeting for Monday, June 3rd, 2019. We'll begin our meeting today with an invocation led by Commissioner Arnold, followed by the pledge of allegiance led by Commissioner Weaver.
Let us pray. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you for allowing us to live in this great nation where our freedoms are numerous and sometimes taken for granted. Lord, ask that you give us as an elected body the guidance and wisdom to make the right decisions that are legal, ethical, and that are representative of our residents of Jefferson County. We ask all these things in your blessed name. Amen.
Would you join me in the side of the pledge of allegiance?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Judge, I wanted to make sure you, Mr. Senegal calling, he's under the weather, not feeling well.
Yeah, we hope he gets well quickly. All right, under purchasing, we have two items. Item A is consider approved specification for invitation for bids for tractor for Jefferson County Precinct 3 to replace unrepairable equipment damaged by Hurricane Harvey pursuant to Chapter 262 of the Texas Local Government Code of County Purchasing Act and two Code of Federal Regulations, Sections 200.318 through 326.2. Item B is consider approved contract renewal for a term contract for fire sprinkler, fire pump, kitchen hood suppression, and A-Line 1301 fire inspector for Jefferson County for a second one-year renewal with advantage interest ends from June 17, 2019 through June 16, 2020. Do I have a motion on those items under purchasing?
Second.
Moved by Commissioner Arnold, seconded by Commissioner Weaver. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it unanimously. And going a little bit out of order, under Sheriff's Department, item A is consider properly approve a resolution recognizing Mr. Connie Chapman, corrections officer, for 34 years and 4 months of dedicated service to citizens of Jefferson County and wishing him well in his retirement. Do I have a motion on that?
Second.
Moved by Commissioner Weaver, seconded by Commissioner Alford. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it. Mr. Chapman, if you'd like to come up to the podium with the sheriff.
I'm opposed to him leaving.
Sheriff, probably I've got the resolution here. It's my honor and privilege to read this. It's kind of bittersweet for me. I'm happy for you. I'm sad to see you leaving our precinct. Tommy has been my work police officer there at the precinct for some time since Smithmark retired. And Tommy's been with the county, as you can see, a long time. And he actually served as a work police officer when Jim Smith was a commissioner. So he's been there a while. He definitely knows the work police program and all aspects of that. So Tommy, we're going to miss you. We're happy for you, though, and I hope you'll come by and visit with us and break bread with us when we do that. So with that, I'll read the resolution. Whereas Tommy F. Chapman has devoted 34 years and 4 months of his life serving the people of Jefferson County with pride and professionalism, and whereas Tommy Chapman has dedicated his talents and pledged his services as a corrections officer and peace officer in the work release division of the Jefferson County Correctional Facility and the Jefferson County Sheriff's Office. And whereas through hard work and commitment to excellence, Tommy Chapman has earned the respect of his colleagues and the citizens of Jefferson County. And whereas having made a significant contribution to the Jefferson County Sheriff's Office, Tommy Chapman is recognized for his unselfish devotion to the common good and welfare of the citizens of Jefferson County. Will always be missed by his friends and co-workers. Now, therefore, be it resolved that Jefferson County Commissioners Court does hereby honor and commend Tommy Chapman for his dedicated service as a valuable employee of Jefferson County and wishes him well in his retirement. Signed this day, Judge Jeff Brennan and Commissioners present. Congratulations.
So, Commissioners, I just want to follow up. We're going to miss him too, Brent. You've had him, but, you know, of course, we've had him for a long time, too. And Tommy has been one of those employees that I think the community, Jefferson County, doesn't understand. He would take our work release guys, our inmates, and work all over Jefferson County, making sure that our community looked better, making sure that in many of the nonprofit organizations across our community, he bring inmates out there and put them to work. And so not only is he respected in our agency, but he worked with the Beaumont Police Department and their crews on some of their projects within the city. And so he was one of those guys that was always dependable. No matter how hot or how bad the weather was, he always had a smile. He had that cowboy hat on, and he's directing those inmates out there. And so we're going to miss him. He's a guy that never complained, certainly not through my tenure. And, you know, I've worked at the Sheriff's Department for a long time, too. And so while he worked under other sheriffs, he never complained. He's one of those guys that just go out there and get the job done. And so we're going to miss you, and we appreciate you and everything you've done. I wish you'd be more, but we're going to give you this Jefferson County Rolex. You want to say something, Tom?
Thank you, Sheriff, Commissioners. That's the closest to a Rolex I'll ever have. But that's fine. It means a lot. I want to thank my family for being here. My wife and the mother of my children, Katie and Chance, they're both here, and my son-in-law, Tim. Thank y'all for coming. It's been an honor and a privilege to serve Jefferson County Sheriff's Department. I work for four sheriffs, and we certainly have a great sheriff now that we're awful proud of, and we appreciate everything you do. I said the other day, I've had the privilege of meeting a lot of good people in the last 34 years and some change now, because I chose to work for Jefferson County. And if I had not chose to work for Jefferson County, and some of those people also who chose to work for Jefferson County, my coworkers, it's been a privilege and an honor working with them. I would have never met a lot of good people if I hadn't chose to work here at Jefferson County. And people all over the county, a lot of citizens, and as I previously mentioned, I've got the pleasure of meeting several good people, and that's why we go to work. We go to work for those people. And I'm appreciative to the citizens of Jefferson County. It has been real nice working here. It has been hot sometimes and cold sometimes and wet sometimes, but you know, you do what you got to do to get the job done. And you know, as you get older, you start thinking about things a little different than you did. And I don't want to offend any of the Green Bay Packer fans here, but I don't like Green Bay Packers. I remember the Ice Bowl. But Vince Lombardi, you know, even though I didn't like him at the time, as I grew older and started reading some of his quotes and some of the things that he stood for, you know, you have to respect what he did. But as a man, he said, and I'll probably mess this quote up, and I apologize if I do a little bit, miss a word or two, but he said, perfection cannot be attained, but if we chase perfection, we can catch excellence. And I think that's what we try to do at Jefferson County. Thank you all for having me here today. God bless each and every one of you, and have a great day. Thank you.
Hey, Tommy, you know what? I almost miss you, because every time I've seen you since I've been here, I've seen the cat.
It's in the back circle. I understand. I'm in it all. I'm uncovered today.
TSA, do I have a motion on that item?
Move.
Moved by Commissioner Wheeler.
Second.
Second by Commissioner Arnold. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it. Under County Auditor, we have two items. Item A is consider and approve electronic disbursement for $757,483.38 to LaSalle for revenue received from entities for inmate housing. Item B is regular county bills, check numbers 459825 through 459986. Do I have a motion on those items? Moved by Commissioner Arnold.
Second.
Second by Commissioner Weaver. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? And have it under County Commissioners. Item A is consider possibly approve and authorize the county judge to execute emergency notification system interlocal agreement between Jefferson County and the Regional Planning Commission to enable the county to utilize the blackboard for emergency notifications. Item B is consider possibly approve and authorize the county judge to execute a demolition waiver to allow the city of Fort Arthur to demolish an unsafe structure located at 3710 Doctors Drive in Fort Arthur. Item C is consider possible approval and authorize the county judge to execute a programmatic agreement among the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers, Galveston District, Texas Historic Preservation Officer of the Sabine Nation Navigation District in Jefferson County regarding compliance with Section 106 of the National Historic Preservation Act of Jefferson County Ecosystem Restoration Study and Environmental Assessment of Jefferson County. Item D is consider and possibly approve and authorize the county judge to execute the interlocal agreement between Jefferson County and the city of Fort Arthur to allow Precinct 3 to perform work and services pursuant to Section 791.014 of the Texas Government Code, which is the Interlocal Cooperation Act. And item E is consider and approve, receive, and file the appointment of Robert Patefield, vacant position in Jefferson County Tourism Commission, effective immediately, appointed by Commissioner Arnold. Item F is to receive and file an order authorizing the issuance of Jefferson County Texas Tax and Revenue Certificates of Obligation Series 2019, specifying the terms and features of said certificates, provided for the payment of said certificates of obligation by the levy and the ad valorem tax upon all taxable property within the county, and a subordinate lien and limited pledge of certain net revenues not to exceed $10,000 in the aggregate to be realized and received by the county from the Fort Park Entertainment Complex RV Park Management Agreement, and resolving other matters incident and related to the issuance of payment security sale and delivery of said certificates, including the approval and execution of a paying agent registrar agreement and authorizing an official statement and distribution thereof and providing for an effective date. Item G is considered properly approved and authorized the county judge to execute the building codes division consent form for demolition of the unsafe structure located at 2829 4th Street in Beaumont, Texas. Is that motion on those items under county commissioner?
Move.
Moved by Commissioner Weaver.
Second.
Second by Commissioner Arnold. Any discussion?
Yes, Judge. Item C is we did the restoration study, right?
Yeah, this is a additional study being funded by the Navigation District of some beneficial use of credit materials there. Any other discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it. Under Crime Lab, we have two items. Item A is considered possible approved out of state travel for Tiffany Ardall of the Crime Lab to attend the Justice Tracks User Group Training Conference in Chandler, Arizona, August 26th through 30th. Travel will be paid for with funds from the Crime Lab budget. Item B is considered possibly approved out of state travel for Marsha Jean, Joseph, and Tina Welch of the Crime Lab to attend the Clan Lab Investigating Chemist Technical Training Seminar in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, September 4th through 7th. Which we paid for with the Coverdell Forensic Science Grant received by the laboratory. Do I have a motion on those items under a crime line?
Second.
Moved by Commissioner Weaver, second by Commissioner Arnold. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it. Under engineering, items A and B will be tabled until next Monday. Item C is considered possibly approved a replat of track number 64A, 64B, 64C, and 64D. Out of lot number 62, 63, 64 of the Benson subdivision, section 162 in Jefferson County, located at the corner of England Road, Vincent Road, precinct number 3. It's not within any ETJ, met all of our platting requirements. Do I have a motion on that?
Mm-hmm.
Moved by Commissioner Arnold. Second by Commissioner Alford. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it. Under Management Information System, we have one item to consider, possibly approve and authorize the county judge to execute the custom scripting development agreement between Jefferson County and Vista Solutions Group LP to provide more robust programming interface with Vista SGNet DMS workflow product used in the courts, with money coming from records management account. Have a motion on that item?
Move.
Moved by Commissioner Weaver.
Second, but my second would be with a question too. Would that have anything to do with anything we heard this morning, Paul, or whoever's here?
No. No, it doesn't. It's separate in fact that image system that we're working with.
Okay.
It's just separate from that system.
All right. Thank you.
Any other discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed?